The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Welcome back, Buffalo Bills fans. It's Matt Warren, editor-in-chief at BuffaloRumblings.com. Today we have a very special Ask Me Anything episode during the downtime in the Buffalo Bills schedule. But again, starting next week, we'll be fielding your Bills questions. You can call us up and leave us a voicemail at 716-508-0405. You can text that number too. You can tweet us using @RumblingsQ&A. You can send us messages on Facebook or Instagram. You can email in your questions using BuffaloRumblings@SBNation.com. You can leave comments on our show notes articles that post at BuffaloRumblings.com every week. Again, I wanted to remind you that we have 6 total podcasts on the Buffalo Rumblings Network right now. We've got Rumblings Q&A, Breaking Buffalo Rumblings, Circling the Wagons, Blitz Bills, The Nick and Nolan Show, and Believe. Make sure you try all of them over the course of the next few weeks during the downtime. Let's get to your questions now. This week's question I'm getting a lot is going to circle around a question I get all the time when people find out I write for BuffaloRumblings.com, and that's how much time I spend on the site each day. For me, it really is a part-time job. I spend about 2 hours to 3 hours a day doing stuff for the website, whether it's behind the scenes managing people or copy editing articles, scheduling things, brainstorming ideas with folks, talking with the social media staff, the podcast things, all of the management aspects of the site. It takes about 2 to 3 hours a day. Some days it's less, some days it's more. But that's about the right average. On a typical Sunday game day, we'll be going from, I'll be helping out in the morning, publishing some stuff, then kind of managing who's going to be doing what during the game. Then, of course, watching the game and all the reaction articles after. So that can turn into a 6 or 7 hour ordeal from start to finish. But then, like I said, there's other days where I can schedule it the night before and not have to worry about it at all. Again, the next day. We have great staff. There's, I think, almost 30 of us on staff now. So it's a pretty big undertaking every single day, every week, every month. They do a great job, but it also can take some time to manage that group of people. That's why getting some of the awesome folks we have in place has just done such wonders for me, whether it's Matt Byam behind the scenes doing some copy editing for us, or Danielle Geist doing social media, all the writers who are doing content day in and day out for you guys, whether it's the off season or the middle of the season, training camp, all that stuff. It's just been such a pleasure to work with all of them over the years. And I'm just very grateful for the work that they put into. So that's the question I'm getting a lot.
Hi, this is Dan Housley, a Buffalo native living in Boston, and we've got some great IPAs here, New England IPAs, known for their juiciness and their citrus flavors, and I'm wondering when I'm back home in Buffalo, who are the local craft brewers who might be doing something that can match the great ones from Treehouse and Trillium up here? If you or anybody else has any ideas, I'd love to hear. You said you wanted some non-football questions for a non-football podcast. That's mine. Thanks.
Hi, Dan. Thanks for your question. And it's a question after a special place in my heart. I really do enjoy craft beer and craft beer tasting. I don't get to Buffalo a ton, so I asked my brother, who goes to Buffalo a little bit more, about your question. And he said that Big Ditch and Resurgence are his go-tos. I know the Big Ditch Hayburner is one of my favorite beers on the planet right now, especially at the price point that it's at. He also suggested 12 Gates and Thin Man have really good ones as well. You can follow him at Mark, not Matt. That's his Twitter handle, at Mark, not Matt. And I do agree with him about Thin Man. I particularly like their brews. But like I said, I don't get out to Buffalo very much. I live and work a lot closer to Rochester, so I can talk about that a little bit better. Fifth Frame and Iron Tug right now are both being lauded for their New England IPAs and really all their beers. They've just been really experimental with a lot of their stuff, and it's been very good. Of course, Mortalis and Other Half have opened in the Rochester area in the last year or so as well, and they're doing very, very good business. I really like everything I've had from Mortalis, really all over the place from them. Not just the New England IPAs, but their stouts and everything, really. Other Half has done some really great releases as well, both up here and down in New York City where their home base is. I'm really looking forward to how they continue to expand in that Rochester area market. I'm going to throw in a little plug for K2 in Webster as well. It's one of my favorite breweries up here, top to bottom on their roster of beers. They always have 20-something beers on tap that they make. And everything from like a jalapeno cream ale is one of their signatures through their pumpkin ale, which is always on tap, to their stouts and everything in between. They've just got a really nice top to bottom menu. Those are just a few. I'm going to give you another Twitter follow. It's my guy, Will Cleveland, at the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle. Go to at Will Cleveland. He is just one of the best. Often is judging New York State beer competitions or engaging in some of that stuff online. I really like his suggestions and his palate. He hasn't steered me wrong yet. And so he's another guy that I would follow if you're interested in the craft beer stuff. Again, that's at Will Cleveland. He's the Rochester Democrat and Chronicles beer critic, and just really like him. To Twitter we go. Ian Carmody at Irish Hunter 16, who's been frequently asking us questions. Awesome. Ask me three bucket list things that you realistically would like to do. Great question. Love it. Number one on my list is travel to Ireland. I've got a lot of Irish ancestors, and it's just always a place I've wanted to go. I want to go out into the boondocks, out into the country. I want to see all of it. The green, the stone walls, everything. Not just, you know, the pubs and Guinness and Irish whiskey and places like that, but I want to go learn the history. I want to spend a good chunk of time in Ireland. That's probably number one on my bucket list. Number two, I think, would be to rent a camper or buy a camper and go around the United States one summer. I'm a teacher. My wife's a teacher. And take the kids and just go on a two-month-long road trip, making all these different stops along the way and just experiencing what this country has to offer. There's places I want to go and things I want to, you know, experience that I've just never done. And that's something I really want to do as well. And speaking of the RV or the camper, I've always wanted to go and spend a weekend in the Bills RV lot before a game at New Era Field. I think the atmosphere just seems awesome, and I've always looked at it from afar and through, you know, Twitter pictures and videos, and it's just something that I really want to do someday. I'm not really in a position to do it right now, but it seems like it'd be a great time to get out there and do that. So those are probably my three bucket list items that come to my mind most quickly. I mean, I've got loftier goals than that, whether it's, you know, your retirement or raising your kids and, you know, spending time with your family, being generous, all that stuff. But it's not really what you're going for on this particular question, I don't think. So I like those three. Let's stick with them. Thanks for the question on Twitter at RumlingsQ&A. Scott at Bills Football on Twitter, that's football spelled F-T-B-A-L-L, is asking, why can't the U.S. field a men's soccer team? Of course, we're right in the middle of the Women's World Cup, and you know, they're obviously adding a lot of excitement and drama to U.S. sports watching right now in the middle of June, heading into July. And it's always fun to watch the women do really, really well. Why can't the U.S. field a men's soccer team? I honestly don't really know the answer to that. I've watched a couple World Cup matches on the men's side, and I remember Landon Donovan scoring or something like that. It was really exciting at the time, but I don't remember it at all right now. I'm not the guy to ask about men's soccer. I'm sorry. Thanks for your question anyway, at Bills Football, at Rumlings Q&A. I don't know what it is with all these alcohol questions for Bills fans, but we've got another one coming the way. This one's from the Circling the Wagons podcast. That's at CTW Pod. You can find them on the Buffalo Rumblings channel, along with Buffalo Rumblings Q&A, Believe, Breaking Buffalo Rumblings, Blitz Bills, and the Nick and Nolan Show. And CTW asks, you just finished mowing the lawn on a hot summer day. Do you grab an IPA or beer? Grab a margarita or mixed drink? Pour a glass of wine or none of the above? I wonder if he knows that an IPA is a beer. I think that's a good place to start. But no, typically speaking, I would probably grab a beer right when I'm done mowing the lawn on the hot summer's day. They usually tend to be on the more refreshing side than an IPA. I'm not a huge pine IPA fan. I like summer beers for summer days. Even a refreshing alcoholic seltzer is something I have gone with on occasion after mowing the lawn, depending on what kind of mood I'm in. But yeah, a nice beer after mowing the lawn is good. I mean, there's places and times for all the rest of those beverages, but I'm not going to like come in from, you know, mowing the lawn and doing the weed eater stuff and like mixing up a, you know, a margarita and putting salt on the rim and all that stuff. It just takes too long. So it's a good question. Thanks for asking it. CTW Pod asked us at Rumlings Q&A. Thanks for tuning into this week's special Ask Me Anything episode of Buffalo Rumblings Q&A. We'll do another one of these at some point, so you can start sending in those questions now if you'd like. We'll get back to Bill's questions next week. Send those in at 716-508-0405, either voicemail or text. Email us, buffalorumblings@sbnation.com. Leave comments on the comment section at buffalorumblings.com in our show notes. Send us messages on Facebook, Instagram, anything like that. We really look forward to hearing from you in the weeks leading up to training camp. As the Bills head towards St. John Fisher and the 2019 NFL season. ¶¶